And we have guests in the studio. Would you like to tell what we're going to do this morning?
I sure would. Our guests are Lori Goetz and Clem Yonker, and they are going to talk with us a little bit about underwriting and why they chose to be personal underwriters here on the station. So that's going to be an interesting conversation.
So hi, Lori and Clem.
Hi, Susie. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. So let's get to our interview, Julie.
Yeah, this is like the hour of gratefulness because we're having some grateful attitude toward our underwriters that are individuals, not businesses. And we want to talk about that with Clem and Lori. So let's get going.
Okay. Clem, Lori, here's your first question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. We're ready.
A few years ago, you decided to become KRFY underwriters as individuals. It was a new category for us. And a new way of giving a significant donation that would receive acknowledgement as an underwriter and be able to sponsor a program. That's what you chose to do. Actually, two programs now. And so tell us about your idea and why you wanted to do this.
I'll be glad to. Lori pointed at me. My wife is here today. She might not talk a lot because she gets a little nervous on the radio, but she has supported me and supported us in all our philanthropic endeavors and giving to local charities here. But to specifically address your question, Susie, I think this might be a long story, but we have sort of time this morning.
We have plenty of time, Clem. It can be as long as you want.
We like long stories.
In 2019, we were members of the Master Naturalists, and we also were giving to you at very low levels, about $100 during your drives that you'd had. And Lori and I said, you know, we really liked the public radio station. We liked the local effort that everybody was putting in. And we said that we should try to do better. And so at that time, I think we approached you with some tickets for the festival. And we said, we're not going to attend this part of the festival. Would you guys like to sell these tickets and keep the money? And so I think that actually happened. And it was successful from your point of view, and it was great from our point of view. And we also were, as I said, Lori and I were talking, and we said, what are we going to do in 2020? Maybe we'll buy a whole packet and let the radio station have it and sell them. Of course, and then COVID came and shut that down. And
best laid plans.
Yes. Of mice and men. And during that time, as I said, we were also involved with the Master Naturalists, and we saw that there was a way that businesses could underwrite and other groups. So I said to the Master Naturalists, you know, we should branch out. Maybe, how about consider underwriting our group here with the radio station, because we needed some more public exposure for the Master Naturalists, and you guys have those little spots. And so the board of the Master Naturalists went for that. They said, sure. But they said, we didn't have the money. So Lori and I said, we have the money. Why don't we give you the money, and then you'll sponsor the underwriting at the radio station. And so that happened, I think, in the end of 2021, somewhere in there. And as Lori and I kept talking about it, we said, well, that was sort of funny, wasn't it? I mean, why can't we underwrite at the station directly? What happens if we had to leave the Master Naturalists or something? How would we give the radio station? It's sort of funny. Mm-hmm. We have to do this pass-through. And yeah. So that's when we talked to Julie, and I think you got involved at that time too. And we said, well, we'd like to underwrite. But there was no mechanism for a private individual at that time to underwrite. You have lots of businesses. You got great support, and you guys go out and drum that up.
Yes, and nonprofits, but we didn't really have a category for individuals, and I don't know why, because other community radios do, but we just hadn't quite gotten there yet.
I think it was what Clem said. Someone had to figure it out, and you're the first ones in.
Yeah, so... I know we had I don't know if it was Julie or you, Susie, but someone went in front of your board, presented it, and said, can we have this category of private individuals along with the businesses as underwriters for the project? And the board voted positively and said, yes, let's do that. And you came back to us and we said, oh, wow, we're excited about that, because our ultimate goal is to hope that we could just get a whole bunch of other individuals that would be more than willing to donate as underwriters too, and just increase that. So on your little email messages where you have your list of business underwriters, you'll have private individuals decorated in there through that list too. And so that's our goal, to try to expand your giving base.
Excellent idea. And it has filtered in sort of a different way, kind of how you first started by filtering your money through the Master Naturalists. And by the way, they are currently still underwriters. Mm-hmm. And then you went off and became individuals, and you do sponsor or underwrite a couple of shows, as we're calling it. What a great idea. And there are a couple of individuals that are doing what you originally did. They're actually paying for underwriting for two nonprofits in our community that aren't doing what you are doing. And so, yeah, there's several different ways folks can do it, but I love your idea. And so encouraging others, what would you like to say? I mean, you've already kind of said that, you know, you want to support the station. And by the way, part of that picture when the board was informed of this idea was that anyone who gave at that significant level would then be asked if they would like to be underwriters and possibly underwrite a show. And so that is something we do.
It is.
Offer to anyone that gives at the level that is currently.
Well, that's great, because the way I look at it, to me, money, a dollar is a dollar. It doesn't matter if a business gives it or if a private individual gives it. You guys have always been gracious in recognizing it. It should be recognized, and it should be recognized equally, in my opinion. That's what I've always talked to you privately about. Mm-hmm. And Lori and I agree with that, too. I mean, that we wanted to have... I mean, when you watch PBS and you see the list of the private individuals that donate, that would be a great thing to have here at the radio station too, along with the businesses, all these private individuals. We have an influx of people coming in.
Right.
And a lot of people, as we know, because the prices of everything, houses, real estate have gone up, these people have to be extremely wealthy.
So we could call it individual underwriters, and it could be a category that shows up outside of the underwriting list.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. We'll talk it through, because it is a special category, but you are just plain old underwriters too.
Yeah. And we're going to kind of, and I really appreciate your pointing that out to us, because we're going to kind of change our public outreach on that subject. So Julie, you had something you wanted to add to that?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think it is encouraging, because, you know, folks that are individual contributors at the level you are at, where you're at or above the level of our underwriters, you know, it's nice to be recognized and appreciated. And I think that's the main point. And you two have been very good about letting us know you're not people that, you know, you're very low-key people. I know you as friends. And so it's not about a pat on the back. It's just that you want to promote our great station and encourage others to do the same. So we appreciate your input over this.
Yeah, it really helps. I'm really appreciate that you've came in this morning to talk to us about it and to encourage others. So, Lori, I'm going to ask you a couple questions. You obviously listen to the station. What is your instinct and your initial feeling about the fact that we have a community radio station here in North Idaho, and why is it important for anyone to support it in the level that they can?
Well, living here in Sandpoint for the last 13, 14 years that we've been here full time, and then prior to that, we were here 20 years even prior to that. So we've always felt like we embraced Sandpoint as our community, even though we're kind of transplants. But we want to support that because we love Sandpoint. We love the opportunity to support what our small town is. And we'd like to try to help encourage independent voices, both through the radio station and through other types of charitable giving in the community.
That's beautiful. And so looking at the station, do you obviously you have underwritten for Sunday Showtime. You must be friends with Don Childress.
We're pretty good friends with Don Childress. He used to be a neighbor of ours. We still consider him a neighbor, even though he moved away.
Well, Don's for Sunday Showtime, by the way, listeners, is on this Sunday. He's doing the pajama game. Oh. Is it games or game?
I'm not sure.
But that will be the fourth Sunday. That's this Sunday. The 25th, and it starts at 5. It's 5 to 7. He does kind of a cool thing. Do you guys listen?
We always enjoy.
Well, why don't you promote his show a little bit, Lori?
Yeah.
Lori?
We always enjoy Don's show. He really is so enthusiastic and really enjoys his subject, and the musicals are always fun to listen to, and his little interpretation of things.
Right.
So we really enjoy that, and, it keeps him involved in the radio station, and he's really picked it up, I think, over the last few years. So we really like that.
I really enjoy it, too. And shout out to you, Don. Don, I hope you'll start singing along with the songs a little more again. That's always one of the more fun parts of For Sunday.
I agree with that. One of his first ones, he started singing, and that was great.
Yes.
And we didn't tell him not to, but he said, should I be doing that? And I said, well, it's your choice. It's your show. And that's also the beauty of community radio is Don came up with an idea. He likes musicals, obviously, but he also wanted to put commentary and kind of walk someone through the musical. So it's a unique in presentation of different musicals that he particularly likes. So this month and on this coming Sunday at 5, you'll hear Don Childress and Pajama Game on For Sunday Showtime.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
And you also underwrite to the Tuesday morning show. I wonder why you do that.
Well, I think that, well, it started out with Phil Huff and Julie doing it. And we were on again a lot for Master Naturalists when we, and that was great again to get that exposure. And we enjoy the conservation type aspects and discussion of that was in that Tuesday morning show.
Yes.
And so we felt that was important to continue and to support.
And I thank you and so appreciate it. And the Tuesday morning show is outdoors, recreation, environment. And so those are topics you all care about. You're really involved in, I think, all three.
It'd be kind of hard to
show for you.
Live here and not be involved in that thought process and that support of those organizations. And we have many. And a lot of them are underwriters also.
Mm-hmm.
Such as, I'm just going to list a few.
Why not?
Right. We're sitting here. Master Naturalists, of course, we've already mentioned that. Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness, Idaho Conservation League, Kinnexu Land Trust. Sound like I'm doing an announcement here. What else do we have?
Well, Trout Unlimited.
Trout Unlimited. Are you guys Fisher?
We are friends of fishermen.
They're supporters of fly fishing people.
Supporters of fly fishing people.
I know you are.
Don and Julie are. And so, and I want to give a shout out to KPBX also because they have been like a sister station to us. When our antenna and transmitter had to be taken down off the tower last August.
On very short notice. Like a few days' notice. That was an unsettling moment for our station.
Yep, and right away, Jack and Jimmy Akers and Jack Peterson went down to KPBX, said, what can we do? We need to put up a temporary antenna on our building right here in downtown Sandpoint till we can find a tower to put it on. They said, we've got the equipment. Come on down. They loaded up a truck, brought it here, set it up. Thanks, Jimmy and Jack. Amazing work. And also Conrad Angst from Vector Broadcasting out of Spokane. And thanks KPBX for being so willing to help us out at that moment of dire straits, so to speak. And so that happened. What else?
Well, that was a moment for us, and it was an expensive moment. Maybe we should talk about that and how we fundraised and additional support.
I remember when we were doing it this last December, you guys showed up. I was right over there by the door of the office, and you said, we want to make a, get a, you made an, another donation, and it was matched, by the way, and so that really helped get us closer to the $20,000 we lost during that transition. I know. We didn't have that in the budget, by the way. We didn't have the tower must come down kind of thing.
Yeah, that was, Lori thought about that. I don't even remember why we came in. Maybe it was to work on our underwriter contribution. But then you told us about this other need that was probably, we thought, maybe greater than the underwriter need. And Lori said, you know, Clem, we should do something. And she came up with the idea we would give some money and try to match it.
Yeah.
And you could try to raise the match then, because you were having community days or something last year coming up too.
Right here at the station, we were live on the air at that moment. So yeah, somebody heard that about your donation and matched it right away.
Oh, great. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, that worked. So yeah, that's what it takes, is listener supporters in on any level. And we are still trying to recover from our tower extravaganza. But we did find a tower at the Lake Pend'Oreille School District, had a unipole. And last December in a blizzard, Conrad was up there on that pole. You may have seen pictures online. And got us back on the air on December 4th or 5th. And since then, we've been having better. How is the signal out in Kokolala?
Well, we're out in rapid lightning.
They're
way
north. I'm south.
Julie's
north.
In Kokolala.
It's
yeah.
great down in Kokolala. I wasn't up way up rapid lightning.
We're so far out
we have to
stream.
You do, yeah.
Okay, so folks can stream.
Yeah.
We stream it, and we have a pretty good internet connection, so we're able to stream it, and it comes across just fine.
Good. That's good.
Fantastic.
So that's something we've worked on, too. I mean, we didn't start out with a really good live stream, did we, Susie? But that's gotten better and better.
Oh, it's so much better. And occasionally, if the internet goes out, we may. But we're in the building with Intermax, which is also an underwriter. And I think we're a little closer. So if the internet goes out in this building, they're on it because it's their internet. So we're lucky in that respect.
You know, I don't know if this was on our outline, so I don't want to surprise you with a question that will, like, take you aback, but I spend some time thinking about, like, the giving attitude and what makes some people just want to give back and others aren't that interested. Would you like to talk about what makes you feel like you want to contribute to important causes? Not everybody does.
We're looking at each other to see who wants to speak first. So I think Lori's going to talk.
Well, we just look at it as an opportunity. We are lucky to be in a situation where we are comfortable and we can afford to budget into our monthly or yearly annual budget giving. And that's something we've always done through our lives. We've always given to nonprofits and to charities that support issues that we agree with, and public communication is one of those things. And we just added it to our budget, and we just do that on a yearly basis, and it seems to work for us that way.
Yeah, it's a giving spirit, and it's important. It should be an important thought for all of us.
Well, you know, personally, as Lori and I agree with you, but I don't understand why it doesn't happen more. It certainly is needed. The community needs both people to give time and to give money if they have that capability. And it's something that we're able to do, so we're glad that we can.
And you just made the point, time or financial contributions, and it's so true. If you have time, it's a great gift, and if you have some extra dollars, it's a great gift.
Right. And it does take listener support. That's what we can say. The mission of KRFY is to provide programming that enhances, educates, informs, entertains, and enriches the lives of its listeners. Mm. That's our real mission. And we're hoping that the program schedule that you can find online at KRFY.org, and you can also find the streaming button, and you can also find the donate button, right? We have a great little website, thanks to Keoki Publishing. And, we have really great programming, a mix of local broadcasters that we train. We have a small group of broadcasters coming in pretty soon, new. And then we have syndicated and all kinds of music and news information. You know, it's a great thing. I love community radio myself, so I'm just happy to be part of it. And just, a reminder, if you can't hear this whole interview, we will have it on our website, talking about websites, later on in the day under podcast.
All right. Oh, and it's back to me. So I think it's a good time for a song break.
Okay.
We'll collect our thoughts, and we'll have a few more questions for Clem and Lori, and then maybe we'll catch up on what's happening in town, Susie.
I think that's a really good idea. That was Queen Bonobo, and the name of the song was Nectar Fields. And she will be live on our radio tonight. Turn on your radio night with a little live radio hour, and that's at 8 p.m. She'll be performing down at the Little Panada. Thank you to the Panada Theater and the festival at Sandpoint for the partnering with KRFY to present these live concerts of local musicians on our radio.
She really rocked that song, Susie. That's making me excited to listen in tonight.
Well, it's really fun. You're right in your own living room. Anyways, we're here in the studio. And Julie, what are we doing?
Yes, we are. Well, we're having a kind of a special Tuesday morning show. As listeners will know, normally we focus on topics of outdoors, recreation, and the environment. But it sort of fits because Clem Yonker and Lori Goetz came to us via that route. They were master naturalists, and we interviewed Clem and Lori years ago. And then if you just started listening, you maybe haven't heard that they then helped to underwrite the program through the master naturalists and then became individual underwriters for us here at KRFY. And they helped us develop a new category of underwriters and have worked very hard to drum it into our little tiny brains here that we need a special individual underwriter category to encourage other folks that can afford to do this sort of thing to be encouraged to do it and also to be recognized for that. So we've worked toward that, and I think we're finally getting it, aren't we, Susie?
We're in the slow-mo on that one, but
yes,
yeah, we
but
get
we're
it.
Getting there, and I think it's a great category, and we're so proud to have you and grateful to have you both as underwriters here. Clem, during the break, mentioned that underwriting is not very expensive for most. I mean, it may be for some, but for many of us, it's a pretty doable thing, and so we were going to talk about those levels, and let's do that, Susie.
So regular full underwriters, you make a donation or a gift to the station of $1,000 a year. You get one mention a day on the radio as a business or an organization. You can do a half underwriting. You get two mentions a week.
And that's at the $500
mm-hmm,
level.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a seasonal business like the Flower Farm, Sandpoint Flower Farm, you can do a three-month, according to your business. If it's 6 months, we'd work it out. We have seasonal rates. And
individuals can choose to be recognized with promos, which we do, or they, you know, depending on how they feel about it. But recognition is definitely part of it. And so we just want to make that known. You can be recognized by the community, and you'll be on, your promo will be on air. And we just want, we'll want to thank individuals. So your donation will be much appreciated, and we'll honor you with a nice promo thanking you.
If anyone's out there listening right now and you're interested in finding out more, you can contact me at krfyradio@gmail.com or sprez, P-R-E-Z, S-P prez at krfy.org.
Yes.
And I'll get back to you. Yeah,
and I forgot one part, which I think Clem is thinking about right now. You can underwrite a program, or more than one, as you do.
Yes, you gave us the opportunity of underwriting programs. We liked Don's program. We thought that was cool, and then we split it with Julie's morning one. And when you think about it, $500 is really, that's less than $50 a month.
Right.
I mean, it's...
I know.
It's not a lot to carve out of a budget.
It's less than $2 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they say.
And it's something that a lot of people could do in the budget. So I Lori and I challenge people, let's get some more personal underwriters out there.
It's a great challenge, and it really is doable. And I like your thoughts about budgeting it, putting in your annual budget and then just doing it.
And we can work out a payment plan for that, too. So it's all good.
Yes, it really, really is.
I mean, then you help people even more. We do that personally. We do our budget, but you could help people budget for that.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything else you'd like to add to this beautiful picture of individual underwriting?
No, we're glad. We're sorry that we had to be such sticklers. Oh. And maybe keep saying, it hammering some points, but I think it's important for people to step up and become underwriters, personal underwriters. It's easy to do, and you get something that's important. No, we get our name on the radio, which for Lori, she's embarrassed about that, and it's not important, but it just shows that there's people out there that think this radio station is important enough to put some money behind it to support your programming.
Yeah, you're showing your support, and we're recognizing you for it. And the goal of recognizing you is to encourage others. And we thank you for that, for pushing us and helping us get there.
There are so many deserving charities here in Sandpoint. Everybody should pick at least one, if not more than one, and give something. Because everybody should give back to the community.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think we're going to write a promo and have you guys come back in and do a promo.
Yes,
for
we
this
are.
Exact thing. It's perfect what you're saying. And we really appreciate your coming in today and waking us up to this, again, to this opportunity and option in giving in your community, our community. So.
Well, you'll have to keep us informed. We'll keep talking to Julie and you, Susie, to see if we get another couple private individuals that will come in and underwrite. I really hope it happens.
I think that will happen. And I will keep you informed. We'll keep you informed. So, Clem Yonker and Lori Goetz, thank you for coming in. Thank you for being sustaining underwriters for the station. It's what it takes to have a independent radio station in our community. It really does. It makes a huge difference. And we want this station to be here long after us. So thank you very much for coming in today and for your generosity and kindness.
Well, thank you for having us and putting up with us.
No, it is our pleasure. We love having you guys.
Yeah.